This is St. Louis Public Radio. Republican Attorney General Josh Hawley is trying to do what only one other person has accomplished, defeating U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill in a statewide contest. Thus far, Hawley has amassed assistance from key GOP groups and political figures to keep the Missouri Senate race at a dead heat. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has more on how Hawley is navigating through the closely watched contest.
On a typical weekday on the campaign trail, Attorney General Josh Hawley is making a stump speech to a supportive crowd. He's ticking off parts of his platform to the South St. Louis County audience, including appointing more conservative judges to the federal bench.
We're not flyover country. We are the heart of America. We are the best of America. And this November, our choice is going to determine the future of America.
With the eyes of the political world once again turning toward Missouri, Hawley is keenly aware what's at stake. He's locked in a fierce campaign with U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill, a Democrat who has only been defeated once in a statewide election. Originally from Lexington, the Yale-educated attorney clerked for Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts and taught at the University of Missouri Columbia Law School. Hawley is hoping to outflank McCaskill with his conservative positions opposing abortion rights and gun control. He's also sought to tie himself to President Donald Trump on a multitude of issues, from tariffs and taxes to his appointment of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court.
President Trump won the state by 19 points, and the judge's issue, the Supreme Court, was a big, big issue in that election. And I think folks now, they see what's going on at Capitol Hill. They see the way the Senate has conducted itself and the liberals have conducted themselves, and they think this is crazy. This is just crazy.
Hawley is clearly banking on Trump retaining popularity in Missouri. He's appeared at public events with both Trump and Vice President Mike Pence. And GOP State Representative Kathy Conway of St. Charles believes that puts Hawley in a good position to appeal to voters in key suburbs like St. Charles County.
I think that the base is already with him in these suburbs. I think the stronger Trump is, the stronger Hawley is. And I think that's one of the reasons we're seeing Trump come to these suburbs to talk to the voters there.
McCaskill and her Democratic allies have attacked Hawley on multiple fronts. They've chided him for railing against ladder-climbing politicians in 2016, only to announce for another office a year later. McCaskill has also focused in on Hawley's decision to join a lawsuit to upend the Affordable Care Act, which she says places requirements for insurance companies to cover pre-existing conditions at risk.
And that was a decision he made. And I don't think most Missourians want those protections to go away. And so if he doesn't want those protections to go away, he needs to withdraw from the lawsuit.
In response, Hawley contends that the Affordable Care Act is not necessary to protect key health care protections.
And the only reason Senator McCaskill is saying that's true is because she's more interested in protecting Barack Obama's political legacy than in actually getting health care costs down.
Most credible polls show a close race between McCaskill and Hawley. Outside groups are spending more money on the Missouri Senate race than any other federal contest. Even with the state trending Republican, few are counting McCaskill out, especially with her reputation as an effective campaigner and her history of doing well in rural Missouri. Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent, who McCaskill defeated in 2006, says Hawley is doing all the right things, but expects a close result.
Josh is young. He's hitting some really good themes. I thought it was going to be tough for her. I still think so. Now, what we don't know is this going to be a big blue wave election or a, I think it's going to be a Democratic year, but how much I don't know.
The answer to Talent's question could be critical, and not just for determining who prevails in the Hawley McCaskill contest. Most political observers agree that Democrats will probably not retake the Senate if Hawley is able to beat McCaskill. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.